Trinidad's Edwin Carrington defends the OAS decision to send a civilian mission to Haiti. Dominica's Prime Minister, Dame Eugenia Charles, prepares for a banana blitz on Europe. And Viv Richards provides an eyewitness account of the tear gassing of protesters outside the Antiguan Parliament. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The New York Times editorial today claimed that democratic principle gained next to nothing from the OAS brokered agreement signed by Haitian President Aristide and parliamentary leaders this week. According to the editorial, the most that can be hoped for is a slowdown in the army-sponsored killings of Aristide supporters. The New York Times also believes that the OAS team of civilian monitors provided by the agreement and to be led by Trinidadian Edwin Carrington will be too weak to prevent the army from dictating government policy. It says if peace returns to Haiti, it will be because the army feels it has won.